طرق الوصول إلى الله تعالى بعدد أنفاس الخلائق. The ways to reach Allah Ta'ala are equivalent with the breaths of mankind. One man in his entire life may have over a billion breaths, right, his entire life. So there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. If not confined to one thing, say just do this, and hidayat is just confined to this, so that's wrong. So in Persian, the poetry says that what's happened to the rose, that it has got a constant smile, blooming, smiling, red cheeks, right? And what was whispered into the ear of the nightingale, that it's crying all the time. So this one is smiling, laughing all the time, and this is in tears all the time. So the secrets of the administration of Allah Ta'ala is known to him alone. Follow the sunnah, and whichever path Allah Ta'ala chooses for you, continue with that. So the whole aim is the proximity of Allah Ta'ala. So if that's the aim, then someone will get that through crying, someone will get that through cheering. We used to see one Buzurg, Mawla Faqir Muhammad Sahib, and he had made hijrah to Medina Munawwara. So there was sort of a family relationship with him, very close, free into our house. And I can remember very clearly, you ask him to make dua, he just raise his hands and he's crying one way. Can't hold his tears. Peshawar Khan Khatan. But he can't hold his tears. So I used to wonder now, what happened to this buzurg? Until one day, I saw in the Malfuzat of Mawlana Tarmi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his name appears. And his uncontrollable crying, that was also mentioned there. So that means this crying of his wasn't now recent, was from that time. Ra passed away 42, and we had been seeing him till about 1990. So over 40 years, right? But uncontrollable, he just cries. Under his halat, Munaf asked him initially if perhaps this is a physical weakness, mental weakness, you would rather go for some ilaj. He went for ilaj and the tears just increased. He wants to know, it's not a physical thing. And Munaf kept his name Sahib Buka. So for some person, and that's the path. And you see some other saintly people, they're muridin, and they can't hold their laughter. Right? وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. It is he who brings tear. It is he who brings tear. وَأَضْحَكَ وَأَبَكَ. You know, in this whole plan of Allah Ta'ala, just follow the sunnah, and whatever has been chosen for you. For some person, Allah Ta'ala has chosen khidmat of deen, right? So this is the way, this is the khidmat of deen, and you will progress. So whatever khidmat of deen, sometimes it is teaching, sometimes it is bayan, sometimes writing a kitab, right? Sometimes coming out in jamaat, right? So someone Allah Pak has chosen this path, right? And so someone Allah Pak has chosen the path of solitude, isolation, right? So Allah Ta'ala knows what's better for this one, and Allah Pak knows what's better for that one, right? Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, and his whole life is in jihad, right? And he passed away in jihad. In Turkey, his grave is preserved up till now, right? But then, another person, Rasulullah used to praise him, Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu. The praises were so high, the resemblance of Isa alayhi salam, right? But now you, go live in isolation, go live somewhere in Rabza, right? So now, he is living an isolated life, and he is posted to the maqam of Isa alayhi salam, something resembling Isa alayhi salam, right? And he is in jihad until he passes away. I ask you, is there any difference in the maqam? Both followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was more appropriate for this person, this was more appropriate for that person. Who is Qarni rahmatullah alayh, right? He's coming from Yemen, and he sends a message that he wants to come into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when his mother is ailing and she requires his attention. You stay with your mother. Now, can there be anything greater than being in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nothing greater. See, people abandon their parents, etc., old, and are going for Umrah. You must think about this hadith of Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayhi. So if the Kaaba Sharif is great, can there be anything greater than seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can't be anything greater, right? In your lifetime see him. But now, the path that has been chosen for Uwais Qarni, you will serve your mother. Right? And then, he's reached such a maqam, such a position, that people like Umar, etc., were told that Ya'atikum Uwais, right? Or Qarni, whatever, right? Person will be coming to you, and you must ask him to make dua for you. Or yastaghfir lakum. Ask him to make dua for you. So now, he also reached. But now, he reached also, and he had to hold his aspirations. He had to hold them. Aspirations are very high, right? You can't hold that. And you have to hold it. Why? Because it's a command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay there and be at the service of your mother. Right? Can you see? The hadith has got it, but he'll come and you ask him to make dua for you. So, whatever was chosen for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you do that. Sometimes it is sickness, right? Sometimes it is health and prosperity, right? Look at Ayyub alayhi salam and sickness, right? So for approximately 17 years of his life in sickness. And then in the sickness, he lost his wealth, very, very prosperous, he had properties, children, wealth, everything he had. And in the sickness, everything, children gone, wealth is gone, properties are gone, even health is gone, everything is gone. But I ask you, in this, did he lose the proximity of Allah Ta'ala? Proximity was still the same. He hadn't lost the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Now, He will not say it was because of a sin that Allah put him into this trial. Generally, bima kasabat aydin nas, when you put into a difficulty, into a trial, it's because of your wrongs, right? But it's not a law that is absolute, that runs across the board, right? There may be an exception, alright? He's going through this, but why he's going through this, Allah knows. Yusuf alayhi salam is going through a trial, an ordeal, right? When he's still a child and he's thrown into a well, a child is innocent, so is he sinful? And the proof that he was a child, أَرْسِلُوا مَعَنَا غَدَيْ يَرْتَعْ وَيَلْعَبْ, eat well, play around. So 20-year-old person, does he do all this? Now they're doing all that. They didn't come out of the childhood, excuse them, overgrown babies, right? 20 years, still playing bat and ball, cricket and football. Right? Old people are playing bowls, so that they don't get out of the childhood. So this small little children now, 7, 8, they play, it's a different thing. It's their age, and they play around, so it's a different thing, right? But now a person that is grown up, he's seen life, and then he carries on in this type of, it's not adding up, it's not the shan of a Muslim. You didn't see a sahaba ikram doing all this, playing ball, cricket, all this, you didn't see any of that. Yes, what was required to keep fit for jihad purposes, archery, horsemanship, racing on foot, musara, all this, they would train themselves in that. But this type of things is such a tragedy that a huge, big chunk of our lives is in this. Some are engaged in it, and some are following it, watching it all the time. But all lives are just getting wasted. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will be passing out the rewards, right? Then there won't be any moment that a person will be regretful of. In Jannah, but that moment that passed without the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So that moment is the moment where you remember Allah Ta'ala. So it's in some type of ibadat. Ibadat is not confined to one thing. Sometimes helping a poor person is ibadat. Sometimes making khidmat is, like I said, waiskarni rahmatullah alayh, making khidmat is an ibadat, right? Sometimes zikr is the ibadat. So what ibadat is required for which time? Now, visiting the sick, being of service, that's also very great. Waiskarni, he reached this maqam because of attending to the sick. On the day of Qiyamah, there's a Sahih hadith which says that, O son of Adam alayhi salam, marittu falam ta'udni, I felt ill and you didn't come to visit me. So man will say, but you are Allah Ta'ala, how can you fall ill? Says Abdi Fulanum, my certain servant, he fell sick. Right? In Uttahu faqad wajadtani indahu. If you had visited me, you would have seen me there. See that? Had you visited me, you would have seen me there. So now, visiting the sick, and I have to add to that, that visiting the sick, is a sunnah, right? But there's a different dimension to visiting the sick. One dimension is you must know how to visit and what to say at that time. How to visit, although the ulama have written about this thing here, right? But now it's my personal experience, I have to say this, that you should learn how to visit the sick, what you should be saying and what you should be avoid saying. I remember I was in Marisburg once, So some person not connected to us, he heard that we were going to visit some sick person who had an open heart surgery, so he joined us. And I think it would have been better if we would have asked him not to join us. It's difficult now, he joined us, right? So now he started talking. You know, better look after yourself. That man also had a surgery and he died. Now, koi kehne ki baat hai kya? Is that the thing to say at that time? So, if you want that sawab, learn how to go and visit the sick. Otherwise, you'll just aggravate, you'll make things worse. You just want to imitate, learn procedures, what is to be done. Right? Sometimes your presence is making it feel, it's making that person feel difficult. In the time of the Tabi'in, whoever it was, Sufyan, whoever it was. So, one person is visiting him whilst he's not feeling well, and he's not leaving, right? Visitors are coming. So he says, must I close the door to avoid the guest? So yeah, close from the outside. Now, understand, you're going to make it difficult for the sick. So that person has to turn around. Sometimes you want to say something. Sometimes you want to release some air gas, right? But now your presence is making it feel difficult. So this Rasulullah's teachings were profound, comprehensive. How to visit, what to say, what not to say. One person is visiting a sick. So he heard now, okay, alright, someone loses his near and dear one, then this is what to be said, that Allah Ta'ala ni'mal badal naseeb kare. May Allah Ta'ala give you a better replacement. Man lost his small little child, 1 year, 2 years old. So the man gave him condolence. May Allah Ta'ala give you a better replacement, right? So you know, I learned in order to say. Now, one woman 95 years old, she lost her husband. Right? She lost her husband, the children will be 75, 80 years, right? Now this youngster came there, he said, I heard what to be said. I was saying this auntie in front of her children, may Allah give a better replacement. You have to give one kick and throw him out. What are you looking for, brother? So learn now, is that ziyarah, that iyadat is sunnah, but what to say at that time, how to say, what to avoid saying. The idea is to make it easy for the person. Now, look at Rasulullah's teaching, la ba'asa tahurun, right? It's not a thing to worry about, it's just a purification process. La ba'asa tahurun, you can have a multi-meaning, it can mean that the sickness is here, because there is a bug in the system, and the sickness will help you to remove the bug from the system. So it's just a purification process, right? And the other meaning could also be that before you reach Allah Ta'ala, Allah Pak wishes to purify you. But look at the choice of the words. So the sick person, his mind will go to the first meaning, not to the second meaning. So he'll feel relief, I'm getting cured now. Right? La ba'asa tahurun insha'Allah. So, what has been chosen for which type of person? Right? Understand? What has been chosen for which type of person? As I spoke about. Ji? Ayub alayhi salam, ya. For that waist karni. And then Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. So one is the visiting, and one is if the person, that sick person, needs to be served, right? You serve him as well. Not that I just salam, how are you, and you go on. Right, that also is good, right? But equally or more important is if you need some type of service, then you cancel everything else and be at the person's service. It's your parents, someone aged, someone sickly, your brother, right? Someone near and dear, but they don't have anybody to be near them, serve them, give them a moral support, nobody. So then you cancel other things and now give this person some type of support, right? And now this happens even more nowadays. When I'm looking at it, right, offhand, I'm counting, you know, just near about 7-8 people that are like almost bedridden, right? Nearly all of them are 70 over 70, right? But then they are bedridden or half bedridden, right? So now they need the support. So one support is, like I say, to visit them. And the other support is to see what they require. Right. I was explaining this to one friend of mine, but we are lacking this thing here. Sometimes it's a relative, but we're lacking. Everyone should go run out here, this place, that place, whatever. But now, first things come first. Right. Umrah is also rewarding, Jamaat is also rewarding. But now, if there is a situation where you need to do khidmat for someone, right, then you must prioritize what's to be done in this situation. Well, friend now, regularly in namaz and tahajjud and everything, say, bhai, have you thought about these things here, your immediate relatives, right? After a week or something, he came and said, yeah, Murad, I think I slipped up. But it wasn't my granny, but my granny's sister and her daughter, right? Granny's sister and her daughter that were not feeling well. So we thought now it's a granny sister, so we didn't take it so serious. But after you told us, then we went. And lucky we went. We went there. So the caregiver hasn't come for 2 days. So they were lying there with all the vomit on one side, number two one side here, and they can hardly move. So we were going to clean them up, feed them, and see to them. See? So now nobody else should do this. On the one side, the life expectancy is increased, right? Like before, people are living at about 60 and calling it a day, right? Can't say calling it a day, calling it a life. Now, 70 and you're still young. 80, you're still young, right? And then someone is becoming invalid. And he can't move, he's immobile. So now, who's there now to look after this type of cases? They need support. It can be that you can be on the spot. Like today he's in that situation. Tomorrow you may be in that situation and you can be just left abandoned, right? Like the hospital visits you go and make, right? The reports you get, 2 months passed and there's nobody to come and see us. It's around the December season and no Muslim came here. They are singing Christian carols and whatever else. But no Muslim, please sit down here and talk something about Islam. Can you see that? The need for all these things here. They are thirsty for it. Life is not only making money. We don't say, don't have anything for that. But care. Otherwise, you will be aged just now, and there will be nobody caring for you. Like you want, and you would like someone to be caring for you, then others also have hearts, they have feelings. And when they have hearts and feelings, no, uttani laqad faqad wajadtani indahu. See, the reward is so great that when you come and visited me, you would have seen me there. You see that? At the time of need, see now what you can do. And the better thing is that, see, for everything we can form a small jamaat, right? Small jamaat, a small group can do. And we have a small group of friends, right? That the group of friends is that group. لا خير في كثير من نجواهم إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. So that group is a group, right? They are asked, they are thinking about, all right, what can we do? إلا من أمر بصدقة, right? So it's a secret get together, but now what can we do? Right? Because some people are such that they feel very embarrassed to accept any sadaqah. They're very, very embarrassed. They're embarrassed to stress their hands. But we know that they are in need. لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They won't ask, they won't persist. تعرفهم بسيما. But you can make out that this person is in some constraints. What can we do for the person? How can we make it work? He mustn't feel embarrassed. But we do something for that person. إلا من أمر بصدقة أو معروف أو إصلاح بين الناس. To bring some reconciliation, bring Muslims together. And are you going to do it openly and advertise the thing? You feel embarrassed. But if you do it secretly, then how do we go about doing it? Now that's supposed to be the group that we join in. All these social groups, chit-chat, oh, he said this and he said this, and confuse people's minds further. So for Ayyub alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala had chosen one path. The path Allah Pak chosen for him is sickness. He lost his wealth, all his wealth, imagine. His children, all that. He lost it. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. And then after that, Allah Ta'ala replaced him. Right. Double of what he had lost. He lost so much, and he doubled. The replacement was double, right? But in that was the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. And we talk about the Mi'raj of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Mi'raj, one is the physical side dimension, one is the spiritual. The spiritual means the proximity to Allah Ta'ala. One Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi gives an explanation to this. He says, Yunus Alayhi Salam, right, he also had a Mi'raj. So if there was one type of a proximity, right, above, there was another proximity beneath, right? Because Allah Ta'ala is not confined to space and time, right? He's not confined to time and space, right? So he had one type of proximity, and this was another type of proximity that Yunus alayhi salam had enjoyed, right? But in that is proximity, right? لَوْلَا أَن تَدَارَكَهُ نِعْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. In that state, in the constraints, the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the fish, then its belly, and being in that constraint, he still maintained the proximity of Allah Ta'ala. In that he remembered Allah Ta'ala. So if there's a lesson there in Mi'raj, there's a lesson here as well. Right? Why? One room, Rahmatullah speaks about it in this manner, so that we don't look down and we don't look with contempt towards any Nabi. So this was one way to reach Allah Ta'ala, this was another way to reach Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for which servant. This servant, this procedure is better, Allah Ta'ala grants it to him. This one here, this is better, so Allah Ta'ala grants it to him. No, we are not in that place, position to ask Allah, why you blessed him like this? You could have blessed me like that. By Nahnu Qasamna, this whole administration is under Allah's control. He will choose what he wants for which person. Yes, do your work. Your work, your work, your work is being happy with Allah Ta'ala. And in the state that Allah Ta'ala has kept you, understand, in that state, you serve Allah Ta'ala. He's kept you alright in business, right? Ibn Atal Iskandari Rahmatullah says, no, everything is moving well, you're doing your namaz, you're helping your relatives, right? You're looking at your children, you're looking at your townspeople, the poor, etc. Right? Now if Allah Pak has kept you, your farais are complete, you're looking at people, your near and dear ones, the town people, now you don't aspire for that person going every now and then for Umrah. You're doing everything properly, correctly. Now you don't aspire for that life. Why? Because this is what Allah Pak has chosen for you. So in this now, you move out of this to that life, will that be the right thing? See, in the day of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find delegations coming to Madina Munawwara, right? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. So delegations are coming in. So I always hope that some towns, right, they become like Madina Munawwara. So people want to learn deen, come here, right? You go by, you learn some masail, go by Mulana, I can teach you masail. You go, you want to learn about what you call sunnahs, go by Mulana, okay, he'll teach you about sunnahs. You want to learn about talim, basic talim, go by Mulana Ismail, he'll teach you this one. You want to learn about qirat, go there. So, you want to do something in tabligh, then you got Mulana Ghulam Randeri, right? So now, every town must be such that we are comprehensive. Can't be every town, some town at least, alright. So you go here, you'll find a good quality of deen. You get this, you can access this, you can access this. Everything can be accessed, right? So in the day of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was like that, right? You want to learn business, go to him. You want to see namaz, go see Ibn Mas'ud al-Diyan. You want to see recitation of the Quran Sharif, go to Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu. So it is a complete example, right? So people would just come here, stay 20 days, 30 days, and they would see a total environment, and they would return. So how great it will be if we can do that, right? Make like a complete environment. You must learn something about masail, learn something about how to teach children, learn some sunnahs, learn about business masail. So now, if you got a complete package, he's come here, he learned in about 30 days, he learned everything and he's gone. You packed him up nicely, right? So that was the day of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, but in that, understand how they're coming as a delegation, 20 people, 30 people are coming, right? So they're traveling by camels. So when they're traveling by camels now, obviously everybody can't be seated by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That 28, 29 people will be here, one, two persons will be looking after the camels. Now imagine now, if that one, two persons are looking after the camel, they think to themselves, these people are enjoying and we're getting left out, right? And they leave those camels unattended and come here, right? What will happen? The attention, the mind, all will be disrupted. Hey, hamare untniyo ka kya ho raha hai? Instead of not focusing on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what's going on with our camels? So there is a thing like distribution of work. You look after this thing here, and they will enjoy from the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's company. The sawab will be equal. Because you're working in a group. When you're working in a group, the sawab will be equal. But here, outwardly it seemed that this one, two persons were out, right? But because of this one, two people's service, these people can function very, very well. But if all these people came in, then what will happen? So that's life. If your intention is that, then you will get the sawab of that person also. Those people that are in the khidmat, you bring the sawab. Those people that are striving, you bring the sawab. Because your intention is right. So the atmosphere must be, or the mindset must be, like an ijtima, right? Okay. So in an ijtima, you'll have different departments. Right? You'll have a paramedic, then you'll have security, then you'll have the feeding, then you'll have someone peeling the potatoes, right? Someone doing the cleaning, someone cleaning up the toilets, right? So now, all are doing in the departments. Now, say, for example, you know, me and I must go do and I must clean the toilets. That's the only thing they could tell me to do, go and clean the toilets. Right? Now you left cleaning the toilets, can that istima run well? Now they come, hey, especially our South African mizaj, and you see that the toilet is in a mess, right? So, can you feel comfortable there? You want, so now, some work has been designated to you, so you remain in your job. Stay on the usul, but remain on the work. Don't get into controversies. See what the head is telling you. Just go on that and move on. Right? Sometimes, I have to tell people, sometimes the head will speak about some controversial things. Now that is his position. But you don't ask why he's talking about it. But you don't get involved. Now he's got different portfolios to attend. He has to manage this, and he has to manage the Muslims in general. Now sometimes it will be a controversial thing that you have to talk about. Right? Now about a few months ago, there was some Imran Hussein, right? Now, he is a very eloquent speaker, and he says you can't remain in your Christianity, and then too you can enter into Jannah, right? Now someone has to come up to the defense. Now, obviously the person that is peeling potatoes or feeding a child, he can't do that. You look into your job and let them carry on. Now, the one in whose plate is the master plan, he knows, alright, I need to pay attention here, I need to pay attention here, I need to pay attention to this, for this whole plan to work out properly, correctly. If it's not going to be like that, then there will be a disarray in everything. Now, there's things are happening here, and nobody is bringing corrections. And if everybody is bringing corrections, then he is not qualified to bring about a correction. He doesn't know. He doesn't have that capacity. So you do your work, and if there's a problem, anything that's going on, then you bring it, you present it, or it's a problem. Now, how do you attend to it? There's a problem here, and how do we attend to it? Now, two nights ago, see, there are problems that come up, right? There's a Malawian community, right? We call it three rands, right? You got a masjid, everything working, right, mashallah. Now, that community, they basing it in how they were practicing things in Malawi, right? So they insist that the woman should come to the masjid, right? Because that's how they have been coming, right? For years, this is how they've been operating. Right? Now, there's going to be a way to correct them. You can't stop them straight away. Because they will say, see, our father, grandfather, everybody did the same thing. And now, why are you stopping this thing here? That's what they will say, right? So you have to correct them, but in a style. All right, how do we do it? Because for generations, this is what they've seen. And they see something not in keeping, not consistent with that old style, they'll feel that you are wrong, right? In the meanwhile, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullahi, is allowing women to come, especially for Eid, Bakrayd, etc. He is allowing it. Right? So now, how are you going to work this thing here? So everybody can't work it. You can't take a stick, hey, all won't get out now. Because a bigger problem is there. We have to bring some correction in line. So that, leave it to another person. You do your job. See? But in your job, what's important, you keep your work and don't interfere with the administration. Why the administration is doing this and they're supposed to be doing this. Because you don't have to have the capacity to understand the administration. The administration may have some very, very sensitive issues. They can't divulge it to you. There may be something very, 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 very sensitive, right? They can't divulge. Someone's life, someone's reputation. We're doing it, we made some adjustment. Why? There was a need. But if you divulge the whole thing, then it's going to be embarrassing, right? For example, now there was an imam, right? I'll give you one example. Now, we suspended the imam, right? Now, the community wants to know why we suspended the imam. We suspended the imam for his own respect. He got involved in something illicit, right? So we just made a story that the imam sahab, we suspended him temporarily, right? He's not doing his work properly, right? He's not coming to perform the namaz correctly. So we suspended him, right? But now if we spill the beans that he got involved in something illicit, is that better to say this? Or to just say, alright, we cover his own respect, his reputation, so he can't perform his duties, coming late and all that. So we suspended him until he comes right. What's the better way? Now this is not that person's work. See. Now, people don't understand this. See, Rasulullah has some advice of Abu Dharr Ghifari. La tawallayanna maal yateem. You mustn't be in charge of any waqf and wealth of the yateem. Inni araka da'eefan, I see you weak, you can't do it. In the meanwhile, Nabi Sallam is resembling him to Isa alayhi salam. But as far as administering, he doesn't have the capacity. So now, this person mustn't come and interfere in the admin, that why did the admin do this? So now, he doesn't have the capacity. When he doesn't have the capacity, so if the admin is going to tell him, you know what, Imam Sahib got involved in some illicit activity. But now, he doesn't have the capacity, he'll go and send this thing viral. You know, oh, Imam Sahib, hey, he's doing this, bring our girls around. Now, would that be right? See now, it's such a sensitive thing, you just cover the thing, administer the work, without any problems, any consequences afterwards. But now, the important thing is, you have the trust, and don't interfere on that side. You have the trust, you know, he's doing something, right? There's a reason why he didn't. I don't need to know. It's not affecting my work. So it's not affecting my work, why must I know why he did this, through this, in this situation? Do I need to know about it? As simple as that. Allah Baktofiq.